Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Wow. He's risen. It's Easter Sunday. 13 years of Easter Sundays, and you've got the live radio broadcast. Greg down in Dallas, Texas. Happy Easter, brother.
Hey, man. Happy Easter.
13 years running.
It's a good stretch.
Good stretch. 13 years running. Easter Sunday. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Here's what we're going to do for you today on the Easter Sunday edition of Armed American Radio. If you're watching on the stream, welcome. Happy Easter to you. If you want to watch on the stream, all of it presented by X Insurance in the CAR Firearm Group Studios and the Lead Slingers mic, visit armedamericanradio.com. You can check out facebook.com/OpsLens and comment. Greg, you can also watch on Apple TV by downloading the OpsLens app. And where can people chat? On Telegram. Let's get that in there now.
Yeah, if you're listening to us live right now, download Telegram. If you don't have it downloaded to your phone, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
There you go. And you'll be able to comment. Please do. Greg monitors those throughout the show. If we get a good comment, we will read it on the air. Here's what we're going to do for you today. Sheriff Kurt Hoffman from Sarasota County, Florida, will be here just a second. He's on the phones with us. He's listening, and he's waiting. Dr. John Lott will be – he's going to stay with us for the hour, by the way, Greg. It'll be a great conversation.
All right.
Dr. John Lott will be here at the top of the second hour to the bottom of the second hour. Then you and I will wrap up the second hour together, and we will be running an encore because I gave everybody the day off on Easter. I thought that was the right thing to do.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so there we go. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast begins now. Here's the deal. I'm going to start with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. Sheriff, you know, you've made my job so easy today because I really didn't have to do a lot of work in anticipation of your arrival. We have so much to talk about. I could just turn it over to you and say, my gosh, where do you want to start? But first I'll say Happy Easter, brother. How you doing?
Hey, happy Easter to you and Greg as well. Hope you guys had a good Easter with family. I sure did, and I'm happy to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, happy to have you here too. Let's start with this. I got a text message from you on Friday afternoon, or Thursday afternoon, excuse me. We were off on Friday for Good Friday, but I got a text message from you that said, "Man, I've really enjoyed this week's show." So you've been listening to the shows all week. My first question for you is this: what was it about the week that you enjoyed on Armed American Radio, besides a great guest lineup? I'm going to assume the topics we were covering hit home with you.
Well, all the topics, but I tell you, anytime you got Lee on there, I don't get a chance to have lunch with Lee as much as I'd like to. Yeah. And then Dave Workman, to me, is just kind of country simple. He doesn't over-inflate it. He just kind of tells you like it is. It's always a good guest, and it was really a good week. I was in between audiobooks, and I'm like, hey, I'm a couple – podcast behind. Let me bring those up on my way into work, and just caught up on a lot of good commentary. Obviously, Biden's 373-page decree against the Second Amendment has come out. We know that we're about to face another onslaught on the border. It's not like we are short of subjects that we could talk about in terms of catastrophes out of this White House.
Let's start with the one that you just mentioned. Let's go to that 373-page document. Clearly, you know I've been spending a lot of time covering that. I am currently about 120 pages into that, and I see no good whatsoever at all. And I know there are a lot of people out there that build guns that look at one little paragraph that says, oh, look, I can still make my personally made firearm that they're referring to as a PMF, and I think to myself, that's a pretty myopic view. That's a view of the world that says, oh, well, I can still do this. The hell with the rest of it. Well, I guess they're okay with the other 372 pages or 300, however many pages it is. I'm not, because this thing is a monstrosity, and I'll tell you what concerns me more than anything, and I really want your commentary. When Biden said this is just the start, Sheriff, go ahead.
Well, that's where I was going to go with that. So for those folks out there that say, you know, I found the section in there that concerns me or affects my business or affects the guns that I collect or build or whatever the case may be, you're a little myopic in your view of that, because anything that Joe Biden passes, and believe me, this is a monstrosity, almost 400 pages, and this is just his first shot at it. We can get into the, you know, his AFT nominee. That I call him debacle. I know you have several different names for him on there, but I call him Mr. Debacle. But, you know, the folks out there that read that very myopically, Mark, as you mentioned, and say, this isn't going to hurt me, my goodness, can't we just look at the history of the Democrat Party and see where they've just chipped away at this? They're not going to stop here. This is their first significant salvo since he's been in office. And the one good thing about it to me, though, Mark, is all of this stuff and the confirmation of Mr. Debacle is going to kind of culminate close to November, and I hope it's going to drive those midterm elections the Republicans' way even greater. Strategically, if I was Biden, I wouldn't have tried to do this. I would have let it ride and just see what was going to become of the November election, but I think this is just going to make it that much even harder for him.
I agree. There's a lot to unpack with what the sheriff just said, guys. We're going to do that for you. You're correct. I like the debacle, Greg. I think we're going to hijack that from the sheriff.
I think it's a perfect term.
It's yours.
I enjoy that. Yeah, I'm going to take it. I will credit you with that every time I say it. And listeners, please understand that because Joe Biden refers to the ATF as the AFT, that is what we refer to on this program from now on. It is
the
AFT. What is it, Joe?
To the AFT.
The AFT. You heard him in his own words, Sheriff. So we're going to keep that, and we're going to run with that, simply because if the president, it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for me on this radio program. A couple things to unpack with what you said. I like going back, talking about that simple view, because what's not simplistic about what I'm reading so far, and again, I'm not 300 pages in. I'm about 120 pages in. But what I am seeing is an echo of what the National Shooting Sports Foundation and others in the firearms community, including the industry, I mean by that, not that dopey gun community thing, but the firearms industry as a whole, the expense that they're going to have to go to, the rulings from the permission they're going to have to seek, but the two or three takeaways from it, and I want your comment on, I'll do one, each one individually, first off, is the AFT's ability to, in this document, redefine the word firearm to mean whatever they want it to mean. Let's start there, because a redefinition, a regulatory agency redefinition of the word firearm or the term, whatever you want to call it, is frightening to me, because they will not stop there. What's stopping them from redefining anything else when they realize, well, we didn't quite go far enough, Sheriff?
Well, and, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Mark, but this is what people call, when they're saying the dark state, this is what they're talking about. You've got bureaucrats in cubicles in Washington, D.C., whether it's in DOJ and their civil rights division going after law enforcement officers and not after people that are, you know, murdering people in Chicago, or whether it's the AFT and a bunch of bureaucrats writing rules. We elect officials to go to Congress and to the White House to represent us. And now those officials, Biden in this case and his administration, have got all these minions appointed at the AFT that are going to rewrite this. And, you know, the interesting thing, if you look at Mr. Debacle's record as an attorney, and I'm an attorney, so I figure I can say this. You know, I think Shakespeare had it right when you just kill them all. You're going to put an attorney in there, but look at what his skill set was when he was in private practice. It was commercial litigation. It was regulatory investigation. It was all this white collar kind of stuff that's going to fit right in his wheelhouse when he starts getting in there and advising and recommending changes to those rules that will not have to the level it needs to have congressional oversight. So to me, it's a significant concern. And listen, they didn't take a little bite of the elephant on their first sit down at the dinner table. They got a 373-page document out there. So if that's any indication, we're in for a long 3 years.
Yeah, you're right about that, because what they're going to do, listeners, is they're going to take out of that, they're going to pick and choose whatever they want out of that 373-page document in due time, whenever they want to do it, to redefine whatever they feel they didn't get right in the first 373 pages. Make no mistake about this, because that's what Biden was referring to when he said, this is just the start. And, Greg, I think we're getting ready to take a break. Am I right? Okay, we've got 30 seconds. Sheriff, I'll set up the next segment with this. that redefinition, I want to revisit that when we come back with you. I want to take it back to the bump stock again, and I want to get your opinion on the redefinition here. I'll explain more when we come back. If I try to explain it now, I'm going to get cut off. I'm talking with Sarasota County, Florida, sitting sheriff Kurt Hoffman in beautiful Sarasota, Florida, just south of my hometown in Tampa. I'm jealous. I miss home, and Sheriff is there right now. AM 930, you're tuned in. AM 860 down in Tampa. God bless each and every one of you. Happy Easter. 13 straight Easter Sundays. Live on Armed American Radio on hundreds of radio stations around the country. He is risen today. We will be back with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. Don't go away.
It's going to sound bizarre. I support the Second Amendment.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Ledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Ledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit ledslingerswhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
Hey, guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense in its entirety, makers of the best AR M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back inside the Carr Firearms Group studios. The Lead Slingers, Mike, busted out for you all over the country on hundreds of radio stations. Happy Easter to each and every one of you tuned in. It is great to be here with you, Dayton, Ohio listeners. I will be in Dayton on the 21st, Thursday, and Friday, the 22nd, for a family service for my father-in-law who recently passed away. I'm looking forward to going up there and seeing a lot of family in Dayton, Ohio. I wish it were for different purposes, of course, but we will be up there the 21st and 22nd. Those of you who listen to the Daily Defense, we will have a guest host in the seat for both of those days, so you get good, fresh radio content each and every day. Welcome back inside the Carr Firearms Group studios. This program and every one of our programs, Daily Defense included, and the MonsterCast presented every day by X Insurance. Let's go back to Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County, Florida Sheriff. Sheriff, I got to go back to this redefinition, and I want to take you back to the bump stock. And I think you and I have talked about this before, but I cannot overemphasize this, and it is so important that listeners understand what we're talking about here. You recall when the AFT redefined an inert piece of plastic with zero moving parts that simply harnesses the recoil of a semi-automatic firearm, a rifle in this case, by affixing to the stock. The AFT redefined that inert piece of plastic as a machine gun, and that raised a lot of feathers throughout the firearms industry. Even though the piece of equipment was fairly obscure, most gun owners across the country did not have one, didn't even know what it was. And the Trump administration was guilty of this by using the AFT, much like Biden did here. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on that. But they did it to move on, get the media out of their hair after what happened in Vegas, which we still don't know, by the way. I want to point out there's still a blackout on that. And if they can do that with the bump stock, we made the prediction they can redefine anything. And here we are, a few years later, redefining the word firearm itself, what constitutes a firearm. Now you have the polymer 80 is what they're focusing on, an 80% kit being defined now as a firearm. Where else can they go with this? Because obviously this is a non-stop, this is so vital, they can eventually, what's to stop them from saying, you know, that semi-automatic needs to be redefined because you don't need a bump stock to bump fire a semi-automatic AR-15. Maybe we need to redefine the phrase semi-automatic and include that under the NFA. Is there anything stopping them from that, Sheriff?
There's not, Mark. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that is going to happen. At some point in time, they are going to propose that. If you look at Mr. DeBacle's record when he was running for attorney general back in 2018, his two favorite words in his lexicon are assault weapons, followed closely by obviously ghost guns. But your point there about the changing of that verb, Mark, just think about this now. We've elected all of these officials to govern us and to hopefully follow the Constitution. We've got a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., working in the AFT. But remember who signs off on all of those rules. I don't know if your listeners know, but Merrick Garland is the attorney general who signs off on all those. So there is no chance in heck that they're not going to go after, other definitions. I mean, when you look at that, my recollection is they redefined gunsmith and privately made firearm and frame and receiver. I mean, they basically just picked and choose anything that they wanted to be able to control their narrative, which, by the way, is a Democrat-controlled initiative. That's what they do. They just change the words and call it something else. And, you know, I saw an article the other day where even Beto O'Rourke was saying that, you know, some of this stuff that Biden was doing. Remember, he's the one that you had on there just a few minutes ago on one of your breaks about we're coming for your guns. So, I mean, even he quoted you know, some of this stuff is a little bit crazy in terms of rewriting this whole language.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I tell you, that was not, listeners, that was not the answer I was expecting to hear from the sheriff. I mean, that's the fear that we have, but you sound pretty confident in that. And I have to tell you, the reason I talk about it being a fear of mine, a great fear of mine, is because I think it will happen too. I don't know what the impetus of it will be, but when you combine that with Biden's statement, Sheriff, that this is just the beginning. We have got to start learning to take these people at their word. We do not take them at their word at our own peril, correct?
We do, and then we get a lot of this kind of regulation, and by the time we get back into the White House and able to control, you're going to have a lot of work to undo. And some of this stuff has been, you know, longstanding bedrock definitions. But they, even if you've got so far into that so far that you found, Mark, that they are going to change all the record-keeping requirements or a significant amount of the record-keeping requirements, they're actually placing pictures into the code so they can see what it is exactly that they're trying to prohibit. This is just the beginning, frankly, and it's going to get worse. It is.
All right. Well, you just touched on my second concern, and that's the record keeping. The record keeping, listeners, the AFT proposed in their rulemaking that is now entered into the register and goes into effect, Sheriff, I believe 120 days, roughly.
It does.
And they've entered that into the record now that gun shops, et cetera, anybody, an FFL, any dealer that keeps a record that they could throw out after 20 years now must be kept permanently. And, Sheriff, this comes on the heels of the admission by the ATF just 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. My time might be a little bit off here, but it's been in the past month, their admission that they are, in fact, and have over 1 billion firearms sales records that they have been storing digitally. Why should we be concerned about that?
Well, we should be significantly concerned about that our government, which right now is trying to take away our freedoms and liberties, knows exactly which one of us have firearms, what type of firearms, how many firearms. And really it goes beyond that, Mark, because if you can remember when the Democrats were targeting through the IRS conservatives, I think there's other ways that the government could get into your business if they know that you are pro-gun and a gun owner. I just don't, even as a law enforcement officer and a career law enforcement officer, a former prosecutor, I think the bad is far outweighed by keeping these records and storing them for so long. I tell you what, as soon as those AFT forms hit my desk, they go right into the shredder, which they're required to do within 60 days. We do it within 60 seconds. I don't even think we ought to be possessing that kind of data.
Yeah, that was my next question. What is it? Why should the government know what personal property I have when, to add insult to injury, I have a right to own this, a constitutional right to keep and bear arms? 30 seconds, I'll let you take it to the break. Why do they need to know where that is from a law-abiding citizen standpoint? Go ahead.
I don't think they do, because if you lawfully possessed it, purchased it, acquired it, then what is the need to keep that record, number one? And number two, I'm just afraid it's going to branch into other forms of censorship of us.
You're spot on. And I'll just ask a simple yes or no answer to this question. Can any good come of that?
Hell no.
There's your answer right there, Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. We've got two more segments with him. We're going to go into immigration and a lot of other things that these sheriffs, not just the border sheriffs, but Sheriff Hoffman as well, are up against. We'll be back right after this.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Our patience is wearing thin.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Car Firearms Group Studios on the Lead Slingers. Mike, Lead Slingers has a new product out, 10-year aged cask strength. I am awaiting my sample as we speak. Greg, I know you have a question for the sheriff. Before I go there, let me comment. Sheriff Kurt, I did get your text. You have another question or comment about that database. Take it away.
Yeah, so 920 million records, and obviously we know that the media is complacent in this message, and they're saying that ATF doesn't keep these records. I think it was USA Today that recorded that those are stored as digital images, essentially, just a bunch of pictures. Well, I don't know about you, but I've got Adobe Acrobat. I can create a PDF file, and I can search that PDF file. So even the media has got this narrative out there that the databases are not searchable. I don't care if they're searchable or not searchable. If they're printable and you can view them, then the government has access to them. So, you know, the media is complacent in trying to downplay this. They actually fact-checked that and said that it's not 920 million records because it's just a file full of pictures. Well, my guns are in there somewhere, so it's important to me.
It's important to all of us, and the sheriff's response was, when I asked him, could any good come of this, was, hell no. And I want you to think about that, listeners. I want you to pay careful attention to that. Think about that when you're not listening to the program. Think about it when you fall asleep tonight. Think about this question. What good can come from the federal government knowing what you have in your gun safes as a law-abiding American? What good can come from that? The answer is none. Zero. They have no business knowing that. So then that leads to, you've got to go just right down the rabbit hole. Then why do they want it? Think about that. And you'll, the answer will come to you. It's not hard. Greg, in Dallas, you have a great question for the sheriff. Go for it.
I do, and it kind of ties into what you guys were just talking about. I mean, obviously, all of those images that are scanned are basically 4473s that have been saved by some gun shop or by the ATF or the AFT. So my question is, Sheriff, because since these guns are not tracked by the AFT or any kind of a database, how many ghost guns, polymer 80s or 80% lowers that have been converted, have you pulled off the streets in any kind of a crime?
Great question.
So you probably heard me say this before, Greg, and I have the 12th largest sheriff's office in the state of Florida. I have 500,000 pieces of property and evidence in the floor below where my office is. And I ask my property manager all the time, let me know when we get the first ghost gun in there so I can go down and see what this thing looks like. And I'm not even talking, you know, about AFT's definition of ghost gun, where it's a commercially made firearm with a filed off serial number. And as Dave Workman said on the program last week when I was listening, you know, doing that is a felony. Robbing somebody with that gun is a felony. Possessing it as a convicted felon is already a felony. So what are we trying to do? But the answer to your question, Greg, is none. And frankly, when those purchases are made and you lawfully come into possession of that firearm and it reaches AFT and they do whatever they're going to do with it, to me the purpose of that process and that form and the check that comes along with it is done. It's over. There's just no valid reason to save it beyond that point to me.
So basically, it sounds like that the AFT's discretion here is that they want to be able to track any and every firearm purchase because they're also wanting universal background checks, which would also register in the AFT's database and I'm sure would eventually be scanned quickly into their system. They want to be able to track every single firearm and every single gun owner in the United States.
Well, they say they don't want to, Greg, but obviously they 100% have the capability to be able to do it, and that's what should scare you.
They have plausible deniability with the database being there saying we don't want to, but yet we have this resource that we can turn to.
But you know what, Greg? Here in Florida, we've got the Sunshine Law and we've got open records law. If I try as an elected official to say, well, yeah, I've got a big database over there on a computer. I don't know how to get to it. I don't know how to print it. I don't know how to access it. Therefore, you, citizen, can't have it. That wouldn't fly here. I'd have to dump that data onto some type of device and turn that over to the public as a public record. It is still a public record, regardless of the format that it's in. So they can hide behind the difficulty of accessing it or the format that they keep it in, but a database is a database is a database.
And I think the difficulty that they would have here, and this is just as it being a public resource and a public record, is that they would have to have somebody go through and then record all this information, and then it would have to have a processing number. That way you could FOIA it if you would like to. And they don't have the manpower to do 900 million records.
You'd sit on that FOIA for a year and a half, Sheriff.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with Lee the Gun Rider Williams many times. I'm always sending him a text and probing him and saying, Lee, it's taken way too long for those FOIA requests. So we've got the Second Amendment Foundation, and Alan's got to put some pressure on those folks and bring some suits under FOIA to get their attention. Because, listen, even if you look at in the USA Today article that I was just talking about, they mentioned in there that law enforcement can certainly query those databases. So don't tell me you don't have the ability to access it. But if I called up and said I needed it, somebody would go down to the basement and get on the old IBM and find that piece of information in the database. So it's completely searchable. It might be take manpower to be able to do it, but it's a searchable database. It's not locked with some kind of secret code.
That begs the question, Greg, then why do they want it in the first place?
I think
we go right back full circle to this, and that's, you know, what this eventually gets to, Sheriff, is their desire for universal background checks. And that's why when you hear Feinstein and Schumer or any other Democrat, and a great example of this is Sacramento shooting that they referred to as a mass shooting, which was a gang shootout, by the way, listeners. It was not a mass shooting. It was a gang shootout. There are a couple people in custody. Already 100% gun controlled in the state of California. Already in possession of guns they shouldn't have had illegally. Already in possession of modified firearms that are illegal to have at the federal level for you anyway, yet they were in possession of them. And that goes right back to why they all of a sudden, Sheriff, begin screaming immediately for more of the same gun control that wouldn't have stopped whatever event, in this case Sacramento, as the most recent, but whatever event they use to scream for more of the same, this is what they intend to do from a regulatory standpoint. That's why they want those records. This is how all of this ties together. Am I wrong about this?
No, I think you're right. If they have control of the House and the Senate, what would prevent them if they get universal background checks or any other kind of expansive background check that they want to then say, oh, by the way, in conjunction with that new law, we have the database already in place to be able to do that, marry the two together and somehow legitimize that database that they have now with what their future aspirations are and bring that into the realm of legal use to push the agenda of the background checks. I mean,
yeah, well, let me take that one step further, Sheriff. What they are attempting to do here is build enough behind them to be able to threaten you as a gun owner because they know what you have. That's why they want the database. This way they can strong-arm you into, quote-unquote, universal background checks and lead directly to universal registration because we already know they've already said it, that universal background checks do nothing without registration because you can't if you don't have the other. I mean, all of this is one big, giant mess, and that's exactly why when you think about this, listener, don't let it get into your head, oh, that they wouldn't do that. They are doing it, and they're doing it because they want what you have on their file so that they can register you for everything that you own. That's not conspiracy theory, Sheriff. That's where the facts lead us, isn't it?
No, that's the logical conclusion. And remember what they said in the article, and that was an ATF person that was quoted in that USA Today article. If that database is not accessible, and if it's just a bunch of pictures in a file, then why don't they hit the delete button right now? It's worthless,
boom.
Yet they keep it.
Spot on. Armed American Radio, one more segment left with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. We're going to cover some more current events as fast as we can. In this final segment, don't go away. We'll be right back. Happy Easter.
The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
It's going to sound bizarre. I support the Second Amendment.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull, it's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner, whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.